this season's harvest is not tremendously strong, but it's very close to what the preseason forecast would indicate the harvest should be this year.
That's ADF&G's Commercial Fisheries Regional Management Coordinator for the Southeastern Yakutat Region, Bill Davidson. He's talking about the pink salmon preseason forecast by ADF&G of commercial catches, the majority of which are taken by seiners. Davidson acknowledged that numbers have been down for pinks, especially in Districts 2 and 3 off of Prince of Wales Island, where the run timing seems erratic and catches have been slow. But that may be changing up a bit with the wet weather region-wide and another week into the run. The most recent opener on Friday and Saturday has District 1 south of Ketchikan as the bright spot on the southern end during the 39-hour fishery, with 52 boats pursing up 1.2 million pinks. That's a pretty healthy jolt of fish, according to area management biologist Scott Walker out of ADF&G's office in Ketchikan. District 2 and 3, according to Walker, are not where they should be, though. The runs have improved in numbers over the previous opening of August 3rd and 4th, but are lagging behind in historical catch levels. And District 3 catches remain slow by historical standards. 29 seine boats caught only 700,000 pinks there. That's up from the previous opening, where catches were 400,000, but still laggard when compared to the parent year for this week in 2007, when catches were 4.5 million pinks. In District 2, at the southern end of Prince of Wales, 250,000 pinks were taken by 9 boats, compared with catches of 260,000 pinks taken by 15 boats in the previous opener. Walker says less effort could account for the small drop in numbers there, but 2 years ago during the same week, the parent year returns were over 962,000. Walker says that run may be just coming in slow this year and is hoping to see a good hit of fish this week in District 2 to keep escapements healthy. District 4 seiners, meanwhile, scooped up 450,000 pinks in an increase of nearly 300,000 fish over the previous opening, with 20 boats fishing Friday and Saturday as compared to the 8 vessels plying the waters the previous opening earlier in the week. Overall, Walker says the escapement is looking fairly good on the southern end, although there have been some dry streams and some pre-spawning mortality in the smaller streams. And Districts 3 and 4, he says, are likely just late. He says the pinks seem to be coming in a little differently this year and are not taking the routes to the spawning areas that biologists might expect. He hasn't been able to fly for a couple of days, but weather permitting, he was planning to fly Monday to see where the fish are and if the light rain has affected stream conditions for returning pinks. On the northern end, seiners caught 810,000 pinks in District 12 in northern Chatham. That's down from 1.4 million the previous opening. Less efforts there by about 20 boats this last opener over the previous seine period on Monday and Tuesday. District 13B seined up 15,000 pinks, and in District 14, Icy Straits Hoonah area, catches were nearly the same as the previous opening at 145,000 pinks. The pink totals for the entire southeast region are, in the 32nd statistical week of the season, hitting at 16,114,000 fish. That is still about 24 million fish to go to meet that preseason forecast of 40 million pinks. Seiners will fish again at 5 a.m. on Tuesday the 11th through 8 p.m. Wednesday the 12th. Trollers have a 5-day closure beginning about midnight on Tuesday the 11th and will reopen on August 17th with another shot at kings. There are almost 35,000 kings left on the quota. And gillnetters are currently fishing. They close on Friday the 14th. For KCAW in Sitka, I'm Chris Todd.